You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. We will be going to the polls 1 week from tomorrow to decide some primary races. And one of those is for U.S. Senate. Dr. Tom Tarter joins us. He wants to take on Dick Durbin in the fall. Dr. Tarter works for Cancer Care Specialists. You're an oncologist, is that correct?
I am a urologist. I was the only surgeon in the group, but yeah, my subspecialty was oncology. So I dealt with kidney cancer, bladder cancer, and prostate cancer.
All right. Well, welcome to the program, and thank you for being with us today. It's a wonderful group of people you work for there. We're good friends with Dr. Wade and the whole crew. What made you get into politics?
Well, we're a political family. I live in Springfield. I was at the medical school for 10 years prior to going, you know, prior to joining the group in Decatur. And, you know, we have supported the Sangamon County Republican Party and Republican candidates forever. And my wife is a precinct committee woman. And, you know, my kids have walked her precinct ever since they could walk. And my young son graduated from high school last May, and there was an open precinct, and he said, I want my own precinct. So we're pretty political. And in looking on the horizon, we didn't see anybody with name recognition or money who was going to challenge Dick Durbin. And it kind of alarmed me in a way, because I thought this is going to be just way too easy for him, and I think he's vulnerable this year. So I did my homework, and I tested the waters for a couple of months, and then I got into the race.
All right. So how many candidates are there now still on the ballot as far as the GOP primary is concerned?
Five of us are filed. Of the five who have filed, I have raised the most money. I'm the only one that's done statewide polling, and I've hired an experienced political team.
All right. What is that statewide polling telling you?
Well, it's a polling on messaging. Okay, it told me that of Republicans most likely to vote in the primary, Trump's favorable rating is 85%. It also told me that people want to be represented in the Congress. They don't feel represented. They want safe neighborhoods. They want safe borders, secure borders. They want immigration controlled. They want to stop illegal immigration, and they don't want socialism.
All right, let's. I want to ask you about that because this is your area of expertise in the medical field. You know, it seems like there's a race to the single-payer government takeover on the Democrat side. I don't know where Joe Biden will eventually land on this, but Bernie Sanders is certainly in favor of that. Give us your thoughts.
Well, my thought is, and really that was the impetus for me to get into this, the Democrats call it Medicare for all. It's not Medicare for all. Medicare requires cost sharing. At least Part B requires a 20% copay. When you have skin in the game, you're less likely just to overutilize the services, right? So they want a single-payer plan. In May 2019, there was another report that came out other than the Mueller report, and that was a Congressional Budget Office report on a single-payer health plan. And the fact is, when something is perceived as free, like a single-payer health plan, the demand for that service goes way up. Okay, so to control expenditures, you either have to reduce services, and that's called rationing, or you have to reduce reimbursement, and that would mean a loss of providers. And that should concern everybody in Illinois, every American, because we're already 90,000 doctors short in this country. So we don't want to lose providers. We don't want long wait times. We don't want rationing of care. So there are other market-based solutions that we, you know, that can help us control the cost. In fact, I want the Republican Party to lead on reducing the cost of health insurance and health care.
We're visiting with Dr. Tom Tarter. He is a candidate for U.S. Senate on the GOP primary ballot, which will be next Tuesday here in Illinois. What is your take on the coronavirus, Trump and the president and his handling of this, and the media hype surrounding it? I'm really having a hard time where to land on all this because I do believe media hype plays a role in this, but we're shutting down things we've never shut down before.
Well, I think we need to shut them down, don't we? I mean, the president stopped travel into this country, even against the advice of his advisors. I mean, we had to do that. The president had to do that. You know, and then they're trying to get the word out on how to keep yourself safe. It's not the flu, but it's similar in terms of the way it's spread. So you don't want to get hysterical, but you know, if you can work at home, work at home. If you can avoid large crowds, avoid large crowds. You know,
but the financial impact on this, Dr. Tarter,
it's unavoidable.
It is, but it's also, I think, much more disastrous than people realize at this point. We had a professor emeritus with us, a good friend of ours, about the supply chain management. We won't be seeing the results of some of this for 6 months, but it could be disastrous to the U.S. economy.
Well, it's hurting the U.S. economy. Our economy is strong, and if it wasn't strong, it would hurt us a lot worse. You know, our economy is strong because of the 2017 tax cuts and because of regulatory relief. If it wasn't this strong, if we were where we were, three years ago, it would be far worse. So, it's going to hurt. You know, the tariffs hurt, but the long view is that our farmers are going to have to scale up because of the tariffs. You know, this is something that is unavoidable. I mean, it's a virus. You know, it has to be managed. It has to be managed by containing it to the best degree possible. And I think most Americans understand that. And most Americans are going to not want to have a situation like the 1918 flu. It was devastating. A lot of people have heard that story, and you just have to take common sense measures, and you have to protect those people who are the most vulnerable, the elderly, people who have chronic health problems, people who are immunosuppressed. We have to protect these people first and foremost, because young people are going to have fairly mild symptoms and they're going to recover.
All right, final question. If you're able to get through this primary on Tuesday, or I'm sure you would say when you get through this primary on Tuesday, you have to understand Dick Durbin's a powerful candidate, a lot of money. I mean, how do you've got to realize that's an uphill battle. How do you tackle that?
He's vulnerable. Look, Jim Oberweis got 47% of the vote in the last challenge to Dick Durbin. And prior to that, nobody had broken through 25%. There is a Dick Durbin fatigue. Okay, he's old. He really hasn't done a whole lot. I was asked about his leadership, and I said, what leadership? He's a follower. He follows the worst trends of his party. So there is going to be a red wave coming through in November. People are tired of being pushed around by the radical left, and that's just one small element. I don't know how large that wave is going to be in Illinois, but it's going to sweep through the heartland for sure. Secondly, some Democrats aren't going to show up to the polls. If there's a perception of the Sanders followers that he's being denied the nomination, they're just not going to show up. Thirdly, the president is polling better among minority communities than any previous recent Republican president. And finally, I don't know if you know who Willie Wilson is, but he's a powerful guy too. He's a son of a sharecropper, very successful businessman. He owns a medical supply company, and he owns some McDonald's stores in Chicago. He ran against Rahm Emanuel in his last run for mayor. Well, Willie is going, and I've met him, and he's a very genuine, very kind, good man, and he is loved in the black community. And he is going to run as an independent for United States Senator simply to deny Dick Durbin the vote of a bloc that traditionally votes Democratic. So this whole perfect storm is going to be coming together in November, and if you have the right candidate, that would be me, with the right message, a good messenger, somebody who's solid on health care, which is going to be the number one issue in the general election, Dick Durbin can be replaced.
Dr. Tom Tarter, we really appreciate you being with us. Good luck to you next Tuesday, sir. We thank you. And there you go. Part of Cancer Care Specialist. So you get the connection here with that Springfield resident.